This is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 5. This is letter number 1000 for 181. This is dated on the third Baruch Hashem, the third day of Nisan, Tavshin Yud Beis. This is 1952 in Brooklyn. Shalom Abracha, the Rebbe is writing this. The Rebbe says, I've already written already in the past that it's not my nature to come with words of Musar, to rebuke people, especially for people that are in the land of Israel, which eyes of Hashem are there from the beginning, quoting the verse, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And therefore, Hashem is always there, so whether you want or not, you don't have any intermediates, any officers, you only have Hashem Himself in His glory. The essence of Hashem takes care of you guys, of the people of Israel. But the Rebbe says, I have no choice. And there is an expression that says, "Hechrech leyiguna," that you won't degrade somebody when he's forced to do certain things. In other words, the Rebbe's telling them, you're forcing me to give you Musar. so out of against my nature, I don't want to do this, but then, and the Rebbe says, I'll be short. And what am I talking about? The Rebbe says, if we wish or we don't wish, we are fulfilling and we're the place of the Hasidic Chabad, of the Chabad Hasidim of the previous generation and from before that, until going back always to the great generation of knowledge of the Hasidim of the Alter Rebbe, who founded the teaching of Chabad. And generation after generation, they pathed out this path, all these generations, for us, the road. For us, all what we have left is to complete those small little jugs called the Pachim Ketanim, referencing when Yaakov went back to pick up those little jugs. There was small, little, the big things have already been taken care of, done, everything is in its place. We just got those little jugs. And on the other hand, so we got a little bit to do, but it's upon us and our generation. We have the obligation to conclude all the birurim, all the sorting out that needs to be done in the heels of the heels, ikvasa, heels of the heels of Mashiach, Baruba Mashiach, and to bring down the revelation of Mashiach below 10 tefachim. 10 cubits, which means not higher up, not somewhere, that's considered like not down to the ground, not down to earth. We got to bring it down to earth, below 10 tefachim, in this physical world. So even when you reflect very briefly in these matters, you would start to tremble and shake that all these awesome matters that we read in the words of our sages of blessed memories, with regards to Mashiach and the revelation that will take place over there, especially as been articulated in the Hasidic teaching, this all depends on our service. And knowing all this, what are we playing with? That doesn't bring down what it is. Everybody is involved and only thinks about themselves, thinks about their own matters. So the Rebbe says it's self-understood that the inner the argument like this, so there should be no mistakes, the Rebbe says, no place for mistakes. So I wanted, one should imagine to themselves, when your own, I mean, Rebbe says, your own arguments. Of course, you have excuses, reasons, you know, different things. So the Rebbe is saying to you, imagine for a minute that your friend would tell you those arguments. Your arguments that you're saying would be argued by your friends, those same arguments, how would you accept them? So, based on the laws of the Torah, Kamayim Aponim, we can imagine also that your friends, there also comes such an exclusion. So I guess, you know, everybody has arguments and everybody thinks that they're right and everybody is there. And who's going to say, the Rebbe, it's interesting, I've never seen the Rebbe bring that. The Rebbe brings down over here that there was a famous Magid, a preacher, his name was the Dubner Magid. He would always come up with a parable for every situation. So the Rebbe said, if you would have had, if you could, somebody can come up, bring the Dubner Magid, he would actually come up with a fitting example. Maybe it would have been accepted. But the Rebbe says, it's a shame. I guess there was a lot of arguments over there, fighting and fighting over there amongst the Hasidim, amongst themselves. But the Rebbe says, it's a shame on your time, on my time, on all these arguments and the back and forth, the dealing of this type of arguments. The main thing is that every moment in this time is very precious. And every moment that you spent on various different populim, insights and back and forth amongst you and amongst the groups, and who hasn't done for the other person, who is greater in Torah, who is greater in service, who gives greater most chasodim, who's going to benefit from all this, finding out all this to the give and take. So what does it mean practically? What does it mean practically? Start to do the work in actuality. And if there is no choice, you can't. So make a decision by yourself that you are 100% right. But since you have been educated under the light of Chassidus, so Hashem has given you that special feature that you have in your soul to have self-sacrifice, actuality. You know that you're 100% right, but yet you're sacrificing your righteousness and knowing that it's all right to benefit your friend. So you're 100% right, but give it up for your friend. And you will therefore forego on your own interest, and you'll do everything for the benefit of your friends. Rebbe says, I ask forgiveness that perhaps I have touched on somebody's honor, but the truth is the truth. Whether somebody has been touched by this, somebody's honors or no. I bless you with success in your holy work. May Hashem give you the privilege that you should fulfill not only your godly soul, but also your human intellect. That Hashem has provided you with a great privilege to be those who help and participate in the service of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, by building up this edifice of Chabad in the Holy Land may be built. I look forward for good news that will also be mesamchas, that will make me happy as well. You know. Rebbe was running effort, you know, there's always different quarrels going on, and Rebbe is trying to get to work instead of sitting and beating up on each other.